Okay, we're up to... we're up to over here the pasuk. Vayihi shor v'chamar tzayin v'evin v'shivchol ha'ashchol agil ha'adoni limtzchem v'enecho. Okay, so where are we up to exactly over here? A little bit, there's a little background noise here, which is distracting me here. All right, we're up to over here in the pasuk of, we started the pasuk yesterday. And the pasuk was, Vayihi lishor v'chamor tzoni v'shivchol v'eshtochoy amtzin l'hagid l'adoni limsochein b'yenecha. That is the pasuk that we learned yesterday, we learned the Rashi. Okay, we'll run through it very quickly one more time again. Pasuk Vav, here he is, Pasuk Vav. I have shor, chamor, tzoyim, ev, shivcha, I'm saying lahagid, ladanit, lahagid. What does lahagid mean? To speak to my master, limsochein b'necha. Okay, so we did the Rashi yesterday, and we read the Targum. Let's review the Rashi, Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, vayhili shor v'chamor, I have here shor v'chamor, Abba Omar Li Mital Hashemayim Mishmani Eretz. My father told me I'm going to be blessed with Tal and the Shemani Eretz. Zoi, what I have, the blessing that I have, the Shor V'chamor V'tzoyim V'ev V'shimcha, Ein Eloi Min Hashemayim V'lo Min Eretz. So there's nothing for you to be jealous of. Shor V'chamor, Rashi explains, why do we say the word Shor in the singular and the Chamor in the singular? Derech Eretz Lemar Al Shor Mahar B'Shor Adam Oim B'L'Chaveira B'Layel Kor HaTarnagol. You read. When a person speaks, he speaks b'loshon yochid. Okay, the collective noun. Next, v'esh l'cha, I am sending them l'hagid l'aduni. What is l'hagid l'hodiyah? Shani bo ilecha. We discussed this yesterday, that it was Yaakov that appears to be the one that is informing Esav that he's making it known to Esav that he is coming. It would appear that if Yaakov did not send this message, Esav would not know. Esav would be unaware that Yaakov was traveling, and it may occur that they meet by accident. Yaakov may pull over to a rest stop, and guess who's there in the restaurant eating chazer? It's Esav. Esav will suddenly see Yaakov, and it's unpredictable what would happen if there would be a sudden meeting between the two. Yaakov Avinu felt that it was better that he should in advance let him know that he's coming, and that way it would be calculated. The meeting between the two would be a calculated meeting, both from Yaakov's side and from Esav's side. It's a very important lesson that when you meet a person who's a potential enemy, from this parsha it seems to appear that it's better that surprises is not a good idea. It's not a good thing to go take a risk in a dangerous situation and then suddenly be surprised. It's better to prepare in advance and to have a calculated meeting between two parties. I mentioned yesterday that this is what Rashi here says, that it was Yaakov Avinu that is the one that's been informing Esav. It appears that not all of the commentators agree to this understanding, this approach. Some want to say, as Rav Meir Appeldorf said yesterday, that it was Lavan who was the one that informed Esav that Yaakov is coming, and if that would be correct, you would be required in this pasuk to give a whole new interpretation of this thing, what this pasuk means. Okay, so then it says over here, Lim Sachin Lebeinechot, Fantrim Yurai Shani Shani Sholim Imcha, I am at peace with you, Umavakesh Ahavoscha, and I request that you love me. Ahavoscha, Yaakov Avinu is coming to request that the Umma Yisraelim love him. Isn't that strange? Do we want in our day and age that the Nazis should love us? That the Americans should love us, that the Europeans should love us? Is this really true? Is this a really message for us? We make it known that we are shalem imach. We're at peace with you. We have nothing against you. We're not here to make trouble for you. We're not here to start up with you. We're at peace with you. And we thus request that you reciprocate umavakesh avoscha, that you should show us love. Interesting, because that's not really. I don't think the approach today. Today, I don't think we have any expectations that the goyim should love us. Now, let's go back to the Targum. Targum pasuk vav reads. It says v'havoli. I have toirin oxen. Notice that the Targum, when he translates the word shor, he translated b'loshon rabim. Uchimorin are donkeys. On the sheep. V'avdin servants. V'amin maid servants. Ushalachis. I am sending lechava'a, to speak. The word lechava means to talk. Liriboini, to my master. La'ashkocha, to find. Rachamin, mercy. Chain is mercy. Benach in your eyes. Let's now see the parish. Pasuk hey here in the side of this parish. Here it says, I have to move this out of the way. I have over here, this thing is on my way. A moment, please. Let me move this. Okay. Here in Pasuk Vav it says, V'havoli, I have li toirin. V'hoyuli l'shvarim, tirgim l'shon rabim. Rashi made a point. Rashi obviously was coming to address the Targum. The Targum says what shor means, shvarim b'lashon rabim. Axen. The loyka l'shon akosiv, l'fi akavon, k'dark l'targim shem hamin, l'chein perish Rashi. Okay, that's what Rashi said. The same thing over here is that it's the derech eretz. It's derech eretz to refer to a collection of items, b'lashon yachid, collective noun. V'zu das Rabbi Nechemya b'bereishis rabba. Aval, look at this over here. L'das Rabbi Yehuda omnam kavanas amikon l'shor echad l'chamor echad. Okay, a whole new pshat. Now when it says here the word an axe, a shor and a chamor means one axe and one donkey. And what does that mean? It means shemishor echad yotzu kam shvarim u'mechamor echad yotzu kam chamorim. From one axe comes forth many oxen, one donkey comes many donkeys. Yesh lechoir, shagam tirgim parim, v'tirgim bakar, hu torin. Okay, aval yesh tirgim. Okay, I don't know what he's saying over here. He's saying over here something a little bit different. I thought what he was going to say is, what I really thought he was going to say is, who's the shar? The shar is Yosef. Who is the chamor? Yisochar. Yisochar chamor gorem. Yosef is Bechor Shoiroi Hadar Loi. Okay, Yosef is called the Shar. In the Brachos, he's called the Shar, and Yisachar is called the Chamor. That's what I thought he was going to say. And obviously, both the Targum and Rashi reject that interpretation. Because this pasuk over here, he's trying to tell Yaakov, he's trying to tell Esav, don't start up with me. Don't start up with me because I have in my possession. First, he told him, Im Lavan Garati. According to Rashi, I am an observant Jew. I have observed the Taryag Mitzvahs. Okay, then he told him, now he's telling him something else. He's telling him, I have a shor, I have children, I have Zuchusim. I have Yosef is the base Esh. In fact, this is the Haftorah of this week's parsha, v'hoye beis Yaakov le'esh u'beis Yosef le'hova. Yaakov is a fire, but Yosef is a torch. You want to start up with me? Realize I have a fire torch. I have a fire thrower, some type of sophisticated weaponry. My children will wipe you out. The zechus of my children are so great, they'll finish you off. Chamor, I have a Rosh Shiva. I have a Groyso Rosh Shiva. The Chamor is Yisachar. Yisachar is Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Right? And that's singular. Obviously, that's very nice Durush, but that's not the Pshat. Because the Targum rejects that interpretation. The Targum says Shor means Shivorim, axen, the collective noun. Chamor means Chamorim, the collective noun. And therefore, don't get too carried away. No, when not to abuse the koyach of drush. Homiletics is not for everyone. Not everyone likes homiletics. Some people like very, very, you know, very simple translation. Like a litvak. The litvaks, they don't go for drush. They like the shuckle back and forth. They like to be cold, you know, cold temperature. And if you try to warm them up, they get very disturbed. Okay, so you have to know. You have to know when to say drush and when to, be quiet. Next. Now we go further in the parish of the Targum. The Targum here says to do what's the next words, the next unusual words in the Targum. I have here, I have sheep, and I'm sending lichava'o. Okay, to speak. Ayin miluim, we're not going to do that. It means go to the miluim, means with the supplementary material in the back of this book, which we're not going to do now. And that's it. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Okay, let's see some new chidushim. Pasuk Yitzayin, Yeshuvu Hamalachim, the messengers returned. Remember, when a machlekes between Rashi and Unkelis, who are the Malachim? Rashi learned Malachim Mamash. Okay? Mamash in the 21st century means what? Really, the 20th century means Menachem Mendel Schneerson. The Babacher Rebbe, right? Everyone knows that. Mamash, Mashiach Mamash, Malachim, Malachim are the messengers. So Rashi learned it's Malachim Mamash, according to Unkelis, no way. Human beings who are messengers. El Yaakov Lemar, Banu Elachicha. We indeed, we have come to your brother, El Esav. Notice he makes it very clear, Elachicha, El Esav. V'gam, Halech Likrasa. Guess what? Good news. He is coming to you. He is so excited to see you. He is going to come and greet you. He'll meet you halfway. And guess what? He's not coming empty-handed. He's coming with Arba Meos Ishimo. He has 400 people with him. We always like to say Aderech Drush. The number Arba Meos is the largest number in the Aleph base. The last letter in the Aleph base is the letter Tav. And the gematria of the letter Tav is 400. Whenever the Psukim want to mention hyperbole, they want to mention the largest amount possible, they use either number 300 or the number 400. 300 is usually used to represent the most in spirituality, and 400 is used to represent the most in gashmias. On our tefillin, what do you have on the top of the tefillin? The letter shin. Why the letter shin? It represents the extreme number of ruchnias, spirituality. Esav is kul gashmi. Esav enjoys Olam Hazeh. So the most you can have in Olam Hazeh is the number 400. He has 400 ish imay. Now, by the way, this is also grammatically incorrect. If I was in Yeshiva Flatbush, third grade, and I would write this, Arba Meos ish imo, I would get an F. Because Arba Meos anoshim imo. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, he got away with it. He wrote ish, he did not write anoshim, because the word ish also here is going to be used as a collective noun. Ish. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin says, Banu el achicha el esav. There are two words, achicha el esav, shayisa oime achihu. You, Yaakov, you said that that Esav is your brother. A brother has a connotation of love. Aval hu noeg imcha ke Esav harasha. He's not your brother. He hates you. Aidenu bisin osa. He maintains his hatred for you. Okay, so that's how he darshins achicha and Esav. Now let's see the Targum. Targum says over here. Targum says over here. V'armes ish imay pasuk zayin v'savu. They returned, is gadaya. That was the same word we had above. This means messengers. The messengers returned. Levos Yaakov, to Yaakov. Lememar, to say the following statement. Asena, we have arrived. Levos, to. Achuch, your brother. Who is your brother? Levos, to Esav, your brother. Who is Esav? V'yaf, and also Ase Likado Musach, he's coming to you. V'arba me'o guvro. 400 men imer with him. Now let's see if he has anything over here on the bottom of the page. Very little. Ase bo hoylech on the matur perish hoylech likabetz chayloysav ubo likrosecha. Okay, so Ase means, so he's saying over here, Ase means he has come. Okay, you're just saying the Targum and Rashi are on the same page, but he says that the Torah has a different translation. That's not really our Shir. Our Shir is Rashi and Unkelis, but he says over here, V'gam choylech, choylech, the Torah learns choylech means he's traveling to you. He is choylech, he is assembling. He is traveling to make a coalition with all of his friends, all of his neighbors, to gather an army likrascha that will greet you, that will attack you. So according to Rashi and Unkelis, the word gam halech means that Esav is traveling right now as we speak. He is in motion. He's coming towards you. The tour, he has a parish in Chumash. He learns the word Choylech is not the correct word in this pasuk, because then I guess it would mean that the word Choylech has a connotation of away. I'm not sure exactly. He learns Choylech means that he is now, he hears that you are coming. He is busy. He is making his rounds. He is making a circuit among all the nations to collect them in one major coalition to attack you, Likrascha. And that coalition includes 400 people. Okay, that's all we got. Let's go to the next pasuk. Vayiro Yaakov me'oid vayetzer lo. Yaakov was afraid and was terrified. I saw yesterday a Jewish. It's not pshat. Let's tell you what Jewish is. Why the repetition? Why vayiro and why vayetzer? Why the repetition? This is a Jewish. Is Yetzer is tsar, pain, and Yiro is afraid. The reason why he had pain was because he was afraid. In other words, if a person is strong, person is confident, you're not afraid. Everyone knows the words of Rav Nachman Breslov. It's the famous song. Who doesn't know? You don't have to be a Breslov to know the song. V'ho ikar, v'ho ikar, v'ho ikar, shaloi lefached od, not to be afraid. The whole world is kolam kula gesher tsarmo. The whole world is a very narrow bridge. When you travel on this world, you're traveling over a very kol olam kuloi gesher tsar me'od. The whole world is like one long, narrow bridge. And what you have to remember when you cross the bridge is not to be afraid. V'ho ikar shaloi lefached od. Not to be afraid. I'm not sure if I'm saying it correctly. The ikar is not to be afraid. Here, Yaakov Avinu, he was a Breslova. Okay? Yaakov Avinu, a mayor, you see, he wasn't a Lubavitcher. Well, he was, because he said Malachim, which is Malachim Mamish. So Yaakov was a Lubavitcher. He said Malachim. And now it says over here, Vayira Yaakov Me'oid Vayetzerlo. He had tsar. What was the tsar? He had tsar, he had pain, that he was afraid. Why did he have pain that he was afraid? Because he was a Breslova. And the Breslova say, Kolam Kula Gesher Tsar Man Vyo'ika Shloil Lefachiloid. You're not supposed to be afraid. And therefore, if I feel afraid, I am in pain because I'm afraid. So far we know Yaakov was a Lubavitcher and he was a Breslova. Shiloh was he a Litvak? Was he a Litvak? We have to find the Makar that he was a Litvak. That's coming soon. Okay, in any event, we'll get to that. So now he comes over here. He's a Vayetzeloi, Vayachatz. What does he divides? Like matzah. Vayachatz, Lil Seder, we do Yachatz. Vayachatz. He did Yachatz, Esa Amasha Itoi, Vyasatzel, Vyasatzel, Vagamal, Moshne Machanes. He divided the people that were with him, the sheep, the Bokar, the Gamalim, into two camps. Now, wait a minute. We learned over here before that he had Shor V'chamor, Soin V'Evid V'Shivcha. So it says here that he divided, only what he divided the people, okay, that's the people that's going to be the Evid and the Shivcha, and the Tsoin and the Bokar. Tsoin the Bokar is the Tsoin. Now, where's the Bokar? The Bokar is the Shor. A Shor is Bokar. Tsoin is V'Yesa Tsoin. V'yesa Bokar, V'hagimalim. What are you talking about? Where did they come from? Where did the Gemalim show up? I'm asking you a Pashre Kasha. It says here, Ahili Shor V'chamor Tsoin V'Ebed V'Shivcha. He makes no mention, he has Gemalim. No mention, and all of a sudden, oh, V'Yira Yaakim V'Yetzer Loi, he pulls out his Swiss bank account. You see, that's how we know he was a Litvak. Only the Litvaks hide money in Swiss bank accounts. So that's why it's all of a sudden comes now the Gemalim. The Gemalim show up out of nowhere. What's going on over here? I don't know. The Gemalim appear out of nowhere and he divides Mab into two Machanes. Let's see Rashi Pasukhes. Rashi Pasukhes says, Vayira vayetze. Vayira shena. Oh, this is one of the most beautiful Rashis in the parasha. The Pasha Pshat, not the Drush. Vayira, what was he afraid? Shema Yehoreg. Maybe he will be killed. He will die. Yehoreg. Vayetzer loy. He had tsar im yaharoik hu es acherim. Now this Rashi is a steer to the Maisa that I told you probably 10 times from Yaakov Kamenetsky. I think I probably told you this whole drush. I'll tell you now, on Friday, one Friday, a boy comes to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, comes to shir late. He comes late to the shir. Rabbi Yaakov says, why are you late? Rebbe, I got into a car accident. So Rabbi Yaakov says to him, did you hurt anybody? Did you injure anyone in the accident? And the boy says, no. Baruch Hashem, no. And then Rav Yaakov says to him, are you okay? Did you get hurt? And the boy says, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. The boy comes back to Rav Yaakov 2 weeks later and he says, Rebbe, for the last 2 weeks I can't sleep. I don't understand why when I told you what happened, did you first ask me if I injured somebody? And then you ask me if I'm okay. It should be the other way around. You should, if I'm your Talmud, you should ask me, are you okay? And then you should ask me if people that you don't know, if I injured anyone. Rav Yaakov says just the opposite. It's exactly, I was precise. You're a person's ikur tafkid in this world is not to harm anyone else more than yourself. That's the ikur. The ikur is do no harm. A person can leave this world and can say, when he left this world, I accomplished nothing, absolutely nothing. But at least I didn't harm anybody. He's way ahead of the game. Way ahead of the game not to harm anyone. So if that's the case, according to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the pastor should say, Vayetzer Vayira. Vayetzer Im Yahareg Hu Esachedim. I might have to kill someone else. And then Vayira, maybe I got harmed. So this Rashi is a stira to the story from Yaakov Kamenetsky, which I don't have an answer. I don't know. There must be something deep over here. Okay, so that's the pause. Now let's go to Targum. Targum says, Vayir Yaakov Yemod Vayitzel Vayachzel Om Yashayitol. The Targum, Pasuk Ches, says, what does it say in the Targum? Udichel Yaakov. Yaakov was afraid. Lachado. Now, what does it mean? Lachada means very much. The word lachada means ma'od. The word akas means he had pain. Ufalek, he divided. Yos amah, the people, the ime that were with him. Yos ono, the sheep. Yos tore, the oxen. Vigam laya, the camels. Litartain mashrion, into two camps. Mashrion means a camp. Let's see what he has to say on the bottom over here. The akas, he was afraid. The chal, he was afraid. And the akas, he was in tsar. Lashon matzoik. Matzoik means torture. He was tortured. Nir shesheresh uk. Oik baramis mishesheresh tsoik. Okay, the akas means tsoik, means the same with the same word. The ayin, you see the ayin and the tzadi sometimes can be interchanged. Loshna Kodesh, Vinimsa, okay, Vinimsa Gam Loshna Kosvene Akash Rasha, Yad with Akas, similar word, Akas Rasha, the torture of the wicked. The wicked people out there are always in the business of causing us pain. Vitigim Akas Loshan Nikeva, Shagavana Alatsoda Shetsikoloi, on the pain that he suffered. The Ain Perish. He's coming to make a suggestion that maybe when it says in the pasuk, "Vayira Yaakov me'oid," Yaakov was afraid. "Vayetzer loy," and Esav caused Yaakov pain. Isn't that a very nice translation? In other words, Yaakov was afraid, what's going to happen to me? Vayetzer loy, and Esav tormented Yaakov. Vayetzer, he sent messages. He sent him some threatening messages. He posted on his Facebook page some words of torment. When Yaakov checked Facebook, he saw what Esav was writing. So Esav was causing him pain. No, that's not what it says in the Targum. The word Vayetzer Loi, the subject of the word Loi, is Yaakov. Yaakov was in great pain. And then the question is, this repetition. Okay, so he's now, so Rashi explains the repetition. Both Rashi and the Tar and Unkelus are in agreement that the word, the subject of the word Loi, is Yaakov. Yaakov was afraid, and Yaakov was tormented. Okay, the word Loi is not going on Esav. Okay, let's see over here the Targum Pasuk Ches. We did that already. Okay, that's it. That is Akas. And then it says his Torah. He divided the axe in. Tzorchim. Shloitigim Torayo. Like before. Vizel Hoye Machnes Targum Achei Hayidia. Okay, let's not focus on this. Latartain. Machnes Oshnekeva. All right, let's go further. Let's move ahead to the next words. Next words are Vayomer. Yaakov said, if my Esav comes to one machane and he smites it, and he hits it, and he inflicts damage, the remnant will be an escape. Okay, so Yaakov was making a battle plan, battle stations. Okay, there are going to be two machanes, just in case one machane is going to be under attack, you have to have a backup plan. You have to provide the sheiris aplata. So let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Tes says, "Hamachne chasvikor machne meshamish." This is a dictic Rashi. Okay, the word machne is meshamish loshen zoch loshen nekev. There are many words in Tanakh that can be both loshen zochar and loshen nekev. There are a whole collection of these words that can be both, and machne is one of those words. Machne meshamish loshen zoch loshen nekev. Im tachne le machne. Tachane in camp, machane hari loshen lekeva. Hamachane chazeh, the word zeh, machane is loshen zohar. Lechain yeshua dvarim shamashim loshen zohar loshen lekeva. Hashem is yotza al aretz, that is loshen, that yotza is loshen zohar. Miktse is nekeva, hashemayim motzao, I'm sorry, miktse, from the edge of the shemayim motzao is the heaven's exit. That's loshen lekeva. Hare loshen zohar, both of them, motzo is its ex. Both of these psukim, yotzo al oretz, mikze from the edge of the shrine, motzo, both of these psukim are loshen zohar. But it also says, Hashem is zorcho loshen nekeva al hamayim, hare loshen nekeva. Another example, v'chein ruach, v'nei ruach gedoylo bo'o, gedoylo bo'o, with the hey at the end, not bo, not godol, hare loshen nekeva. But it says va'yiga ba'arba pinos haboyis. It says that the ruach it yiga, not that does not say magas. Magas would be in the cave. Va'yiga hare loshen zohar. Another example, ruach gidoy la that's feminine v'chazak mefarei karim hare loshen zohar. Now here you have a contradiction. Here it's ruach gidoy la nekeva, and then it says v'chazak. Contradiction. Chazoko. Why chazok? Ruach gidolo v'chazok v'chazoko. This is not good grammar. You're not going to do well in yeshiva. You're not going to do well if you write this in a sentence in your class. But the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to do this because he's coming to teach us that it can mean both. V'ruach gidolo nekeva and v'chazok nechazoka miforei korim haro l'shon zoch l'shon nekeva. V'chein eish v'eish yotzo nekeva meis Hashem l'shon nekeva. Eish loy heit, not lo hato, loshen zohar. Okay, now Rashi here is very mysterious. What's going on here? He's giving us a grammar lesson. This is not the place for it. What is going on over here? And also, every time, you know, I'm not so smart. Okay, I don't know zohar nekeva, but the smart people, if he wants to give us a grammar lesson, he doesn't have to keep on saying Hare Loshen Zohar. You know, the smart people can figure it out. Vayiga, doesn't say magas, they can figure out that lashon zocher la nashon nekeva. Okay, ruach gedola, but he doesn't have to go and say over and over, harei lashon nekeva, harei lashon nekeva, harei lashon zocher. The smart people will figure it out and they'll write a commentary on the bottom of the page to explain to us what's going on over here. But why does Rashi have to go and tell us over and over? And furthermore, Rashi here has given us four examples. Okay, this is the Jewish question of the week. Why did Rashi provide four examples? Machane, number one. Shemesh, number two. Ruach, number three. And Eish, number four. Makoro, what is going on? What is the significance of a machane? What do all four have in common? A machane, Shemesh, Eish, and Ruach. I have no idea. I have no idea, but it's definitely something to think about and to uncover the mystery of this Rashi. V'yamachan initial lefleita, the next words, al korchoi, ki ilochem imoi. Is a very powerful word of Rashi. Rashi says the machan initial will be a lefleita to an escape. He's not going to have a choice. Ki ilochem imo. Yaakov Avinu was a soldier. Okay? Yaakov Avinu wasn't just a koil young man. Yaakov Avinu, he went to Koilel for 14 years. Yaakov Avinu was for 14 years. And Yaakov Avinu, he was a spy. You know, he got dressed up in Esav's clothing. He stole the brachas. He was a very, you know, he worked in the intelligence department. He got dressed up like his brother. He wore the big, the chamudos. He was an actor. He was able to say, Anochi, Esav b'choyrecha. He was able to do all these talented things. And you know what else he was able to do? He was a soldier. He was a soldier. Can you imagine? Yaakov Avinu was multi-talented. All of these things. Ilochem imo. I will fight. I have weapons. And I am trained in martial arts. I can do all these things. Hiskin, it was a cowboy, Yaakov. Besides, Ramey, you disappear, Ramey on me, Ramey disappear. Ramey, he appreciates that besides Yaakov being a Chabad, Malach Mamish, besides being a Breslova, V'ikah Shol Fachid Oid, he was also a soldier. He was a Tzioni. Because the Tzionim, they fight in the army. They're Mizrahi. He was a Mizrahi. The Mizrahim, they go to the army. They serve in the army. So look at that. Unbelievable, we're uncovering over here. Meir, you're missing out. He disappeared on us. He's missing out on all the talents of Yaakov. He was a Chabad, he was a Breslova, and I'm going to fight. He's a Mizrahi. Unbelievable. His kenatzma l'shloisha, we prepare for three things. L'doroin, a gift, to give a gift. L'tfila, for prayer. U'lemilchama, for war. L'doroin, the gift was Vatavar Hamincha Alpanav, I'm going to send you a gift. L'tfila, he has a very elaborate prayer, L'kei Avi Avram, L'milchama, this is the pasuk of Milchama, V'hoya Machana Nisho L'fleita. Okay, so Rashi is presenting us over here is that this pasuk of Nisho L'fleita means over here that Yaakov Avinu is the big picture of things. You have to go through all the psukim. He prepared for three different techniques. Now, let's take a look at the Targum. Targum over here says, Meir, you just come back, you missed what I said. Did you hear what I said about the Mizrahi? Did you hear what I said about Mizrahi, Meir?
What did you say about the Mizrahi?
You missed. I said that Yaakov, we said before he's ready, he's Chabad. He said Malach and Mamish. He said he's a Breslova.
Yeah, I heard that.
The Breslova.
He was an actor, right?
No, but he's a Breslova because V'ikashol l'fachir oit, that's why V'yetzeloi. And it says here, Rashi prepared la milchoma. He's a soldier. Mizrahi.
Right.
IDF. So we have already, he's already at least three, part of at least three groups so far. Three parts of Klal Yisrael. He identifies with three groups of Klal Yisrael.
That's a Yidl. Wherever he is, that's what he is.
Okay, now let's go to the Targum. Targum over here says, Pasik Tes. Pasik Tes in the Targum says, V'amar im yesi Esav l'mash risa chada. If Esav will come to one camp, V'yim chena, and it will attack. The word v'yimchena means to give a clap, to make a maka. Then, no problem. we'll say, hey, Mash, we saw the Tishtar, the camp. That would be Nishar. L'shei Zava. This is a very good word. This word, L'shei Zava, appears in the Targum only 1,000 times. And it means here, it will be Lifleta, escape, salvation. The truth is, the word L'shei Zava is not really the right word for Lifleta. And that, you can bet, is going to be on the bottom of the page. Now let's see what he says over here on the bottom of the page. He says over here, the Tishtar, Targim HaNishar Meloshon Osid. Now, the Tishtar means in the future tense. Okay, then he does it all the time. Meloshon Nikeva Kios. No, he doesn't say any commentary on the word L'sheza. That's very strange. I'm very surprised. Because the word L'fleita doesn't have a connotation of victory. I was under the impression that the word L'sheza means victory. The word Plato is not a victory. It's survival. No, you survived. It's not a victory. So, and unfortunately, he's not over here giving us any commentary. So we're going to have to leave that for some other time. All right, now let's go further to the next pasuk. Now, here we have one more pasuk before we run out of time. Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak. And this is a very important pasuk. Rabbi Mayavsky, he mentions this pasuk is a very critical pasuk. Yaakov Avinu was saying, the God of my father Avraham, Ve'elokei, the God of Yitzchak. Excuse me, that's not Derech Eretz. How do you call your father by his first name? It's not Derech Eretz. What's going on over here? So someone being approved from this, that Yaakov Avinu really believed that his father died. Because he knew from Rivka, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Ovi. He's not going to come attack Yaakov until after Yitzchak dies. Because Esav was very makbid on Kibud Av. He would not want to cause his father grief by killing his other son. So he'll wait until Yitzchak dies and then he'll attack. The fact that Esav now is mobilizing an army of 400 men and who knows what else to come and attack is an indication he doesn't care about the tsar he'll cause his father if he kills him. So he must have died. Oh, he died. That gives Yaakov permission to call his father by his first name. Because I don't know the rules. I really don't know the rules. I'm just telling you what I saw inside. I just glanced through something I saw recently. Is that the prohibition to call your father by his first name is only in his lifetime. It's disrespectful. But when the father dies, then Adarabba, calling him by his first name is a covet for the father. So the fact that he calls him my father Yitzchak, which appears to be very bizarre, right? Means he wouldn't do that if he was alive. You wouldn't say to your brother, brother, Jack, our father Jack, he needs our help. You don't do that. If you're talking to your brother and say, bro, could you please come meet me at home? Dad needs some help. You don't say, Jack needs help. That's not the way you talk about your father when your father is alive. When the father is no longer living, he's talking about your father in a respectful way. Our father Jack. Then it's a whole different tone that referring to your father by his first name takes on when he's no longer alive. This would indicate that he really believed that his father died. And now we go back to our original questions. Again, this is Josh. I told you the Breslov upshot. Vayira Yaakov, Ma'od, he was terrified. Vayetzer Loi, he had tsar. Why am I afraid? I should be confident. That was a Josh. I'll tell you another drush. The Yetzolo means he had tsar over the patira of his father. The fact that Esav is now willing to attack is an indication that Yitzchak must have died. And if Yitzchak died, that means Yaakov Avinu now is Rice Kriya. My father died. I didn't know my father. No one ever told me this. So now it hurt him. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oi, because he was afraid that he's going to be killed. There's a war about to take place. Okay, there's a war. I'm afraid of what's going to be the outcome. But now, incidentally, I have discovered that my father died. Vayetzer loy. He has tsar over the loss of his father. Now, did his father really die? No, that's a big topic of discussion. If Yitzchak Avinu at this point in time was still alive, when this pegisha, we don't find any record that Yitzchak, that Yaakov ever went back to his father. It doesn't say anywhere. It says at the end of the parash that he died. But ein mugda mucha b'torah. If really Yitzchak was alive, shouldn't it say somewhere that when he came back home to Eretz Canaan, he went to greet his father? All right, you'll say the Torah is not telling you every, the Torah doesn't tell you every little detail. Okay, I understand, but there should be something a little bit more. Everything fits into place much easier if we assume that indeed Yitzchak already died. And a lot of these sukkim, they just fit in better. Problem, though, is the calculations don't necessarily work out. You have to struggle a little bit to make it work out. Okay? So this is Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. Hashem, Ho'imer Eli, Hashem said to me, Shuv, return li Artzcha to your land, Ulemolad Techa to your birthplace, Ve'etiva Imach, I'll be good to you. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud. Ve'elokei Avi Yitzchak, Ulhal Noimer Ufachad Yitzchak. Ve'oid, okay, we're not going to go into this, I don't have enough time now, but we'll lose tomorrow this Rashi. Okay, Fachad Yitzchak. So he's asking why the change? Why are we changing the nusach of Fachad Yitzchak from Ovi Yitzchak to Fachad Yitzchak? We'll have to read the Rashi tomorrow. Let's read the Targum now for the moment. Vamar Yaakov says Elokei the Abba Avraham, Ve'elokei the Abba Yitzchak, Hashem, the Amarli said to me, Tuv return. Le arach to your land, uli yalo dusoch, yeled. See, this is the word yeled. The word yeled, hayelodim rakim. This exparsha. Is the word yeled a Hebrew word or is the word yeled an Aramaic word? It would appear to be a Hebrew word, but here it's in the Targum as well. Ve'itev yimach, I'll be good to you. Okay, what does it say on the bottom? On the bottom of here it says da abba, ein b'loshoin. Haram is kinu le'abba shali, my father. K'moyu shubaloshna mikra avi. Ayin le'el. He says something very interesting. That in Aramaic, there's no such thing as saying my father. You know, every language has certain terms that don't appear. Like the famous example is mechutan. In English, there is no such word in the entire unabridged Oxford dictionary for the word in Yiddish of a mechutan. It's shocking. There's no, even shver, is there a word, father-in-law? Father-in-law, that's not a real word. That's a composite of three words. Father-in-law. Through marriage, through the law of marriage, he's my father, but he's not really my father. In Yiddish, there's a shver, there's a shviga, Meir's favorite word, a shviga. There's no word in English for a shviga. It doesn't exist. No such thing. It's a mother-in-law.
What there is.
What's the word? What?
It's a five-letter word that starts with a B.
I'm telling you, this is going to be censored here. So, there are certain, in every language, there are certain words that don't exist. Like Loshna Kodesh is called Kodesh.
The word is brain.
Brain? What?
He's the brains of the family.
There's no, in Loshna Kodesh, there's no word for the act of marital relations. Well, is that really true? I think I'm not. There's something or something else. There's not. No, I'm sorry. Not that. There's no word for the erva. There's no word to describe the genitals. There's no word. And the Chazal said that's because it's holy. A holy language. There are no words for those parts of the body. In over here he's saying an incredible chiddush, that in Aramaic, there is no such word for Abba Shali, my father. In Hebrew, you say Abba Shali. So, Vayomer Elokei Avi, here's one word, Avi, it's really two words. It's a contraction of two words, Abba Shali, Avi. In Aramaic, what does it say? Vayomer Yaakov Elokei De Abba. Wait a minute, that's not the word. The Abba means Av. You're missing a word here. Avi means Abba Shali. It's two words put together. Avi. He's cheating us here. The Abba. What's going on over here? So he's saying, that's how it is. Just get used to it. There's no such thing. In Aramaic, you don't have such thing, which is very interesting, because that goes to show that in Hebrew, there's a very powerful connection you only can come to Avi. That's uniquely sacred. In the basic translation, which is Aramaic, okay, there are many languages, but Aramaic is like the basic, it's like the representation of all the other translations. You don't have that closeness, that kirva. Avi obviously means Avinu Sheva Shemayim. Avi is like a reference to Avinu Sheva Shemayim. You don't have that in Aramaic, which is like the mother of all translations. It's very interesting. Okay, and then he goes on to say over here, and that the Omar Ha'omer, okay, then he talks about the grammar, present, future, he always does that. And that was, okay, we'll leave it with that. All right, so we'll stop over here for tonight. My boy said, thank you for joining me, Mr. Shem. Hope to be back tomorrow night. Maybe I'll tune into the shir. I come home early. But Mir Shem, tomorrow I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning. Rabbi Maievsky will give the shir tomorrow morning. I'm Yitzhak Hashem. I hope to be back tomorrow night.